You go into your shower feeling tired, but as soon as you reach for the Irish Spring, your day immediately gets better. That crisp, fresh, unmistakable Irish Spring scent zings your brain and awakens your senses. So when you finally emerge from the shower 37 minutes later because you pay the water bill so you can stay in there as long as you want, you're ready to take on the day and smell great doing it. Irish Spring Body Wash and Bar Soap. Fresh, green, Irish. Shop now at a store near you.
From their innovative practice facility to unmatched views from the fairway, the PGA of America is helping lower scores and elevate fan experiences with 5G solutions from T-Mobile for Business. Together, we're using AI-powered analytics to expand coaching tools and bringing fans closer to the pros with 5G-connected cameras. This is game-changing innovation. This is the PGA of America with T-Mobile for Business. Take your business further at T-Mobile.com/now.
Hey everyone, this is Jody Sweetin from the podcast How Rude, Tanneritos. I've been needing a quick getaway with my family, and the 2024 Hyundai Santa Fe is the perfect vehicle to take us there. It has standard third row seating, so I'm able to pack my entire family, plus pets in the car, while also having enough room for our camping essentials. Available H-Track all-wheel drive will get us through any dirt trails, and available dual wireless charging pads will ensure we never have to worry about getting stuck with a dead phone in the middle of nowhere. Visit HyundaiUSA.com. or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
You know that feeling when you walk into your home, take a deep breath, and feel new? Well, that's what it's like to use Clorox Scentiva. Because Clorox Scentiva smells like coconut, cleans like Clorox, and feels like energy. It'll elevate any cleaning routine to not just clean, but also make every room smell like a tropical coconut getaway. Discover how Clorox Scentiva's powerful clean and refreshing scents can transform your space. Get yours in coconut or other fabulous scents at a nearby retail store.
With AT&T in-car Wi-Fi, elevate your adventure by transforming your vehicle into a reliable Wi-Fi hotspot. Connect up to 10 devices up to 50 feet away from your vehicle, making it ideal for camping and road trips. Don't miss out on the fun. Embark on your next adventure today. Visit att.com/in-car Wi-Fi to check if you're eligible for a free trial. Always pay careful attention to the road and don't drive distracted. Wi-Fi hotspot intended for passenger use only when vehicle is in operation. Compatible device and vehicle required.
NFL Power Rankings is a production of the NFL in partnership with iHeartRadio.
Previously on Power Rankings.
If the Dolphins beat the Bills
this
week,
oh my God,
the Dolphins might be number one in the Power Rankings.
Stop it. That's not happening.
But I'm saying that it's going to be very hard for anyone who does an exercise like this. And, you know, there is only one Power Rankings. It's this.
One true.
These
one.
Are the Power
this
Rankings.
The source.
And
right
everybody here. Else should just stop at a certain point, but they haven't yet. Mm-hmm. The Dolphins
cute,
have got to be number
it's cute
one.
Cute that they're doing it.
I wasn't going to say that, but it's adorable.
It's adorable. Yeah. I know. I love it. That's great. Yeah. You are the authority, though, and the authority has the
poke
Niners.
Their little belly, their little Buddha belly.
Wow, we're still doing it.
Well, look what happened. The Dolphins actually beat the Bills, but did Dan keep his word? Welcome in, everybody, to Power Rankings Week 4 edition. Now, Dan Hansis is gallivanting across London right now. I'm Colleen Wolf. I'm holding it down in L.A., and I did what any best friend would do. I booked his arch enemy to come in and judge his entire list. Daniel Jeremiah, welcome to the show. And before we get into this, for anyone who is not familiar with the Dan Hansis, Daniel Jeremiah relationship dynamic, let me help you out.
Here we go. Joining us, the man of the hour. His name is not Barry, but he is a wholesome assassin. It's Daniel Jeremiah. I reached out to you and I privately texted if you could join us today. I didn't get a response.
This is a highlight for me. It's a thrill for me to be here with three of my best friends and Dan Hansis.
If I text you about Fernando Tatis Jr., it's like 12 seconds. It's ... answer.
Yeah.
It's like, hey, man, can you give us like 7 minutes for the show? It's like, psh. And he's like, oh, I'm really busy. Let me get back to you, see if I can do it. He never even got back to me.
Yeah, it's funny. If any of you guys would have reached out to me, I would have been, boom, done.
And let's now he's just sitting here watching kickers and punters.
By the way, so you guys, set the scene for the folks who are listening here, both of them.
how much longer to your cookies
12 and
are
a half,
ready,
by the way?
What's
your
that?
Your timer.
Oh, I got my timer. Listen, let's stay on task here.
I've had some cool experiences in life. You know, you work with different teams. You're around Hall of Famers like Ozzie Newsome, great coaches like Andy Reid. But to be sitting in here with three studs like you guys is great. You know, and Dan's a nice guy. He really is. He means well.
Daniel Jeremiah, you're a gem. Dan would not have a burn book without you. I am in the Chris Wessling podcast studio. And if you were watching the video version, you saw Chris Wessling there with the heroes in Indianapolis at the Combine. And DJ, your relationship, the blood feud runs pretty deep with Dan.
Yeah, you know, a lot of people, when they get contracts and they get them redone, they put in special perks, and maybe that's a wardrobe budget. Maybe that's flying first class on the road. Mine is I will only appear on a Dan Hanzu show if he is out of the country. So that's what I actually have in the letter of my contract. So he goes overseas, and here we are.
Well, we didn't tell Dan yet, so I'm sure he's somewhere declaring vengeance on you.
He doesn't know?
I don't think he knows. I'm not sure he knows. So, surprise, Dan! This is great. I hope you're ready. Buckle up. We have a lot to go through here. And it's great because you didn't make this list, so you can go through and say whatever you want about it. I love that aspect. So let's go through the top five starting right now. There's a new number one, and it is the Philadelphia Eagles. Makes me a little nervous. They're up two spots. The Buffalo Bills down one at number two. Then we got the Dolphins at three, up five spots in the rankings. Packers at four, up one. And then the Chiefs down three at five. But we're going to start with the Eagles. They're peaking too early, DJ. This makes me nervous. I don't like it. Do you think they are the number one team in the entire NFL?
Oh, look, they're playing great right now, Colleen. Be excited about that. I think defensively, that game against the Lions early on, you're like, oh, gosh, they got to figure that out. And now you're starting to see the defense come along. Golly, they sacked Carson Wentz 900 times in that game. I would just push back on Dan's list in this regard. I think if they were to play the Buffalo Bills on a neutral field tomorrow, I think Dan in his heart of hearts would know that the Buffalo Bills would be favored in that game, and he would probably pick the Buffalo Bills to win that game. So in that case, they probably shouldn't be number one on his power rankings.
All right, that's fair. I am totally with you not having them in the top spot. I've been trying to like temper expectations around here. Everybody chill out. It's a long season. But Jalen Hurts, he's been surprising so far, at least for me. The step that he has taken now, he threw for 340 yards, three touchdowns, no interceptions. And DJ, I think they have two number one wide receivers. Am I right?
Yeah, and they complement each other. I mean, they're like polar opposites. Physically, when you look at them with Devontae Smith and A.J. Brown and just kind of stylistically how they play. But then you throw in Goddard, who's one of the best tight ends in the NFL right now. I mean, Jalen Hurts got a lot of weapons to play with, and you're right, Colleen. He is throwing the ball accurately. He's making good decisions. And then you add in his legs on top of that. It's made this offense fun to watch.
Plus, speaking of fun to watch, I know that this might be a little petty, but that Eagles defense was all over Carson Wentz. Sacked him a career-high 9 times in that game against Washington.
Yeah, Carson probably going to want to get the ball a little quicker. He was holding it forever. The Eagles got interior pocket push, and then coming off the edge, they were able to finish. So a nice sign for their pass rush to get them heated up a little bit. We know where they are in the secondary. There's some good players there as well. So good signs overall for the Eagles, both sides of the ball.
Okay, so you are saying that if the Eagles played the Bills would probably win, correct? But
yeah, would you agree with, I mean, look, you're an Eagles fan, Colleen, but if they were
to
play tomorrow, in terms of the expectation. And who, yeah, the expectation of who would win that game if they were to play both teams healthy tomorrow, neutral field. I think everybody would pick the Bills.
Well, DJ, you know me pretty well by now. I like to set the bar extremely low. Yep. I've talked about it on this program before. My expectations are on the ground, so then I'm never disappointed. But do you think that the Eagles are the best team in the NFC?
NFC, I can get with.
Okay.
I'll go with you. I'll go with you on that. NFC right now, they're playing the best, clearly.
Okay. All right, fair. Let's go, though, to the next team, because last week you heard at the top of the show, Dan Hanza said that if the Dolphins beat the Bills, that he would have to put them at number one. He did not do that. I wish you weren't a liar, Dan, but here we are right now. Dolphins are number three.
Yeah, I mean, He's not a man of his word. Spoiler alert. I mean, raise your hand if you're not shocked by that. Okay, that would be me. But the Miami Dolphins, what they did in that game, their defense was on the field the whole game, Colleen. They're out there for like 90 plays, and they just hung in there with the most explosive offense in the Buffalo Bills. They competed. I think Javon Holland's really one of kind of the bright young stars in this league. You saw him blitzing when they went with their cover zero looks. You saw his range in the back half when they were in a two shell. And then you look offensively, Tua's making not just kind of the layup throws, he made some pinpoint tight window throws in this game. Didn't have a lot of opportunities, but he maximized them in a big way. I still feel like in the long run, the Buffalo Bills are the class of the AFC and of this division, but tip your cap to the Miami Dolphins. That's a big win.
The Bills, they were dealing with a lot of... First of all, I want to know if Ken Dorsey is okay. Somebody should check on him for sure. But in terms of time of possession, they doubled, the Bills did, the time of possession on the field compared to the Dolphins. They got 90 plays off in 90 degrees, 90% humidity. I'm a little worried about that defense, the Bills or the Dolphins defense, on a short week playing the Bengals Thursday night football. Should that be a concern considering this is a long season, the Dolphins are on a tear, and now they're going into no primetime game?
Yeah, I mean, look, that's a tall order coming up, and that's a Bengals team we'll get to in a little bit that's starting to figure things out now after a slow start. So, yeah, that's a game you got to be ready for if you're the Miami Dolphins. I will go back to Ken Dorsey real quick, though. I haven't seen somebody that upset since Hanzus woke up in the morning and one of his two T-shirts that he wears was dirty. That is another level of anger that we saw up there in the booth.
Well, that's exactly how he's going to react when he finds out that you're on the show. That's all right. He's over in London. He can deal with it. He can go to a pub, he can get a Scotch egg, he can do the whole deal. But with the Dolphins, when you see Tyreek Hill, Jalen Waddle, Tua Tagovailoa, did you expect Tua to take this step this year, this quickly in the year?
I don't know it to this level. You know, I thought you would definitely see the best version of Tua. I think people forget about the injury he arrived in the NFL with. I think he's further removed from that. That was a big injury. So for him to be healthier and then for him to have a track team around him, we saw that at Alabama. You know, he had big-time speed weapons at Alabama, all those wideouts now playing in the NFL. You're looking at one of them here in Waddle, who's his teammate once again. He played really well because he's a point guard, he's a distributor, and this is now a scheme that fits him. This is a position group on the outside that matches his skill set. So not surprised he's playing well. Maybe a little surprised that it's at this elite level thus far through 3 weeks.
Okay, so the Dolphins ranked at number 3. I mentioned Tyreek Hill. Let's go to his former team, the Chiefs, now at 5. They lost the game to the Colts 20-17. There were a lot of mistakes on special teams, but how do you feel about the Chiefs with the number 5 ranking?
Yeah, I think that's probably about right. I don't think they've figured it all out yet, this kind of new brand of football that they're playing, minus Tyreek Hill. They're adjusting. Andy Reid's still kind of figuring this thing out. I have full confidence he's going to figure it out going forward, but they're not as vertical. They're not quite as dynamic and explosive as we've seen in years past. You see, Mahomes has been just a little bit off. Man, that Charger game, the chance for several turnovers in that game, the Chargers couldn't cash him in. So they haven't found their footing yet offensively. I'm confident they will, probably pretty soon. Defensively, though, Colleen, they've gotten younger, they've gotten faster, and I think they're much better on the defensive side of the ball. So I think they're a more balanced team, and I think the best is yet to come from the Chiefs. So I think 5's a good spot for them.
Nick Bolton looked great on the defensive side of the ball for the Chiefs.
Oh, he's a stud.
Unbelievable. 9 tackles, 2 sacks. He had a great play on Jonathan Taylor in the fourth quarter, so a little later in the game. But special teams feels like that could be an issue. Is that something that is correctable? I mean, you look at what happened. They had the missed kicks. They had the fumbled punt. They had the fake field goal attempt that just completely failed. That was, what did you think of that and Andy Reid's decision to pull that move?
Well, Andy's never going to coach scared. That's what you love about him. I think that's why guys love playing for him. He's always kind of in that attack mode and being aggressive in all three phases. I'm not going to get carried away with that facet of their game. They'll get that squared away. They're going to get healthier in special teams first and foremost. That'll help them. But
No, I mean, Andy Reid, you've known him forever, Colleen, going back to all those years in Philly, all these years in Kansas City. The first part of the season, they're gonna kind of figure out what their formula is, and then they're going to get hot and they're going to get rolling.
That's true. So they have the Bucs Sunday Night Football coming up this week. Let's take a look now at the next few teams. We've got teams 6 through 10. The Rams, they stand pat at 6. We got the Ravens up 3 spots at 7. The Bucs down 4 at 8. The Vikings plus 1 at 9. And then the Bengals sitting there at number 10, up 2 spots. So when we look at the Ravens, remember when Lamar was just a runner? I mean, that feels like it was a decade ago at this point. So there are the Ravens at number 7 this week.
Yeah, and you know, when you watch the tape of that game, the things that got me fired up about Lamar, number one is they're throwing it in the red zone, especially down in the tight red zone. That's how they're cashing in drives, and they're getting sevens, not threes, because of the quickness with which he's making decisions. The threat of him as a runner is always evident. That's going to have an impact on the game. But to be able to cash those in with sevens, and then in the run game, his explosive runs were all off a variation of a zone read. Some of them outside, some of them inside, kind of those power reads inside, and they were getting huge chunks, and he doesn't take hits. I was telling Bucky this the other day, Colleen, when you watch Lamar Jackson run in the middle of the field, every other quarterback gets hit. He doesn't. It's like watching the bobsled. He is literally sprinting, and then he just jumps in the bobsled and just falls back, and then he doesn't get hit. It's a technique that the rest of the league needs to acquire, because it's not the slide. It's a bobsled technique. I've never seen anything like it.
Now everyone is going to have to start copycatting that. I get it. Lamar, he's so athletic. He's such a good runner. Now we're seeing him take that next step in the passing game, too. He leads the league in passing touchdowns, passer rating. But the rest of the run game, though, on the ground, the Ravens, they're really putting a lot on Lamar. Is it too much? I mean, you really shouldn't have your quarterback be your leading rusher.
Yeah, I mean, you want more there, but to me, again, I just go back to the damage. Okay, you're running the ball a lot. What kind of hits is he taking? What kind of damage is he taking? And he's the best I've ever seen at it in terms of avoiding big hits. So when you can use him that way and get big chunk plays and you're not taking any shots, I don't see why they would slow down until they get the rest of this run game cranked up. So, I wouldn't change it. To me, that formula that they used in that game, I think that's their formula they're going to have to use going forward until they get these backs cranked up.
And speaking of the passing game with Lamar, they lost Marquise Brown, obviously, but Devin Duvernay and some other of these wide receivers, they're stepping up.
Yeah, you know, they catch the ball well. When you look at what Bateman did the previous week and then you look at Duvernay, they've got guys, a kind of a varying skill set. I don't know there's a true number one in the mix, but it's a nice combination of some speed down the field and some feel, some instincts and feel when you're working underneath. See Duvernay catching the touchdown right there. So, again, not the all-name team on the outside, but Lamar Jackson is elevating the play of everybody around him.
Yep. So the Ravens defense, they came through in this game to beat the Patriots. So now the Ravens, they face the Bills on Sunday at 1 o'clock. The Bills, I should mention that they were without in that game against the Dolphins, 4 of their DBs, 2 of their defensive tackles. They lost another cornerback during the game. So we'll see health-wise how they are. But we go to just outside the top 10, and I want to talk about the Niners, because that game that we saw this week, it was a little bit of a chore to watch. Look, I understand people love defense and, you know, defensive battles. That's not me. I'm here for the offense. I'm here for the touchdowns. I'm here for DBs getting burned and juked and the whole thing. But the Niners, right now, at 11, they were 9 last week. You have a lot of injuries now on the offensive line as well. Trent Williams with the high ankle sprain. I mean, that's the blind side of Jimmy G. So what do you feel? How do you feel the trajectory of this team is with them at 11?
Well, I mean, full disclosure, I picked them to go to the Super Bowl before the season started. So I was kind of banking on the upside of this team. And I just feel like there's a ceiling with Jimmy. Look, Jimmy might have a little bit higher floor than Trey Lance, and I think some people were, you know, you heard the hot takes, right? Oh, this is the best thing that happened to the Niners because of what we've seen from Trey Lance in a couple preseason games. Look, the reason they drafted Trey Lance and the reason why they committed to him going forward, they were going to weather the storm as he kind of grew and developed and kind of live with some of those mistakes, because they knew the upside and the ceiling that he would bring in terms of being able to create plays with his legs, create explosive plays down the field with his arm. Jimmy's not going to give you that. He's a very, very low ceiling quarterback. Maybe a high floor if that gets you excited, but to win a championship, I just don't think they're good enough at that position. Now you add sprinkling all these injuries that they've been dealing with as well. Yeah, I don't feel great about that pick. I'd like a do-over.
I'm sorry to hear that. I'm sure Dan Hansis is somewhere feeling great that you are hurting in that way. But Jimmy G, he kind of played.
By the way, can we
like a backup? Go ahead.
Can we put a QR code? Can we put a QR code on the screen and you can just scan it and get Dan's real-time reaction as he's watching this?
That would be perfect.
That's what I want.
I would love that. We're going to effort it, see if we can get it by the end of the show.
Okay.
But I do want to know, Jimmy G, we've seen him in the past. We know sort of where his floor and his ceiling are, or at least we think we do. But how much of his play can be contributed to the fact that he really hasn't played at all? Is any of this rust? Is it the fact that he hasn't been getting reps? He just started practicing with the team. He didn't have a preseason, blah, 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 blah.
Yeah, I see now. Scan QR code.
It's right there.
Full power. I don't want to read his power rankings. I
you
want to see him upset.
Him.
That's what I want. Yes, I want to see Dan, not his list.
I'll see if I can FaceTime him.
List. Yeah, exactly. No, he's going to get a little bit better. That's a fair point. You know, he didn't get a lot of reps, didn't get any reps really in training camp and kind of thrust into this role. But I'm also a firm believer at this point in time, you kind of are who you are. God bless Dan Orlovsky, by the way. How happy was he with that play?
Freedom!
Oh my gosh, it wasn't quite as egregious. I'm still giving Dan a hard time. He's a good buddy. I mean, because Dan was a good 3 feet out of the back of the end zone. This was just a, you know, this is barely, you know, what, 8 inches?
It's tough.
On the white, that's not...
It's tough when you just kind of lose your track. You don't know where you are on the field. You don't know where your train of thought is. I mean, I understand that, but yeah, you gotta be a little bit more aware than that. So, the Niners, they have the Rams coming up Monday Night Football. Let's take a look now at some of these other teams, 11 through 15. We just talked about the Niners at 11. We got the Titans. They shot up the board, up 8 spots. They're at number 12 now. The Cowboys at 13, also up 8 spots. The Broncos at 14, up 3. And then the Chargers, I'm sorry, DJ, the Chargers down 8 spots. Ooh. At 15. So the Chargers, why can't they have nice things? I every year I do this with the Colts and I do this with the Chargers, and yeah. I'm always like, this is it. This is the Chargers year. I understand Justin Herbert. He got hurt in that Thursday night game. His ribs, they were bruised, but this was a game where they had so many injuries. DJ, like, they lost Rashawn Slater for the whole season. Joey Bosa had a groin injury. Wide receiver Jalen Guyton, he was eventually carted off. I mean, this was rough to watch. And I'm sure for you, calling the game just as much.
Yeah, I looked over at Money. He's doing the play-by-play. And I said, a little bit before half, we go to commercial. And I said, Matt, you realize they're without 5 Pro Bowl players right now. You didn't have Keenan Allen to start the game, Pro Bowl receiver. You didn't have Corey Linsley, All-Pro center. You didn't have J.C. Jackson out there. So that's three to start the game. And, oh, before halftime, you lose your all-pro left tackle for the season and Joey Bosa probably for a significant stretch with a groin injury. So 5 key guys. Oh, by the way, your quarterback's out there with a cartilage issue in his ribs. So, look, the Jags are a much-improved team, and I don't want to take anything away from them. I'm sure we'll talk about them as we go along here.
Oh, we will.
They're an exciting young team, and I think they've really hit on these young picks. But you look out there, and I'm like, yeah, they beat the Chargers, but it didn't really feel like the Chargers. I mean, you had a lot of key guys missing in that game. I think Justin trying to feel himself out a little bit, you know, a little bit cautious maybe early on. And then you saw him get a little more comfortable late in the game. Unfortunately, the game was out of reach. And you saw kind of a typical, ridiculous Herbert throw down the field. But and that was actually the play guy got hurt. So even a good thing ends up being a bad thing on that one.
Yeah, there's just so much talent not on the field. Wideout, Keenan Allen, he's still dealing with the hamstring. You have no J.C. Jackson, Corey Linsley, the center. I mean, this is just so much attrition to deal with. And their record, 1-2, the only win that they have is against the 0-3 Raiders.
Yeah, no, it's true. They gave Kansas City all they could handle in that game on Thursday night. They got a little bit extra time, which I think probably, you know, benefited Herbert, giving him a chance to play in this ball game. But Yeah, you come out against a Jacksonville team that's young and hungry and physical and kind of just got beat up. I mean, there's no other way to put it. I mean, Jacksonville was just a more physical team on both sides. So, you know, the good news for the Chargers, you know, they're going to have to navigate around Slater. That is a huge loss for them. That's a big drop-off from him to the next man up. But hopefully you're going to get Keenan Allen back. You know, Donald Parham hasn't played yet this year. Hopefully they'll get him in the mix. They're going to have weapons, you know, with Mike Williams and you're seeing DeAndre Carter. They've got weapons, Colleen. It's just a matter of can they hold up long enough up front for Justin to be able to capitalize on that.
Well, that's the thing. How much will that injury hurt them going forward? Because even coming into the season, the offensive line was the biggest question mark.
If you would have told me, you know, who are the players that you can't afford to lose if you're the Chargers? I would start, obviously, with Herbert would be number one. I would probably say Derwin James would be number two for all that he does for that defense. You can't replace him. And I would say Slater number three. I mean, this is the best young left tackle in the NFL. It allows you to help the right side with Trey Pipkins. You can help with a tight end or a back because Slater, you can leave him one-on-one all game long. Now, you're in a situation where you're going to have to decide week to week, who am I going to help, and am I going to keep guys in? Am I going to keep a tight end? Am I going to keep a back in? But I've got to now kind of support both of these edges. So that's going to be it's going to be a challenge for Joe Lombardi as he designs a game plan week in and week out because, man, when you're struggling a little bit on both sides, somebody's going to be one-on-one. You're going to have one-on-one matchup and nothing else you can do about it.
So the Chargers, they are sliding down the rankings, down eight spots at that 15 spot. And now they have the Texans coming up. So DJ, I'm going to let you go grab a drink. You can send a mean tweet to Hansus, whatever you got to do to get ready for the second half of this show. We're going to take a quick break here, but next.
I don't follow him.
Good.
No direct message.
Good. I'm glad. The team's creeping up in the rankings. You're not going to want to sleep on them, including Jacksonville. Are you for real? That's next.
You go into your shower feeling tired, but as soon as you reach for the Irish Spring, your day immediately gets better. That crisp, fresh, unmistakable Irish Spring scent zings your brain and awakens your senses. So when you finally emerge from the shower, 37 minutes later, because you pay the water bill so you can stay in there as long as you want, you're ready to take on the day and smell great doing it. Irish Spring Body Wash and Bar Soap. Fresh, green, Irish. Shop now at a store near you.
With AT&T in-car Wi-Fi, elevate your adventure by transforming your vehicle into a reliable Wi-Fi hotspot. Connect up to 10 devices up to 50 feet away from your vehicle, making it ideal for camping and road trips. Don't miss out on the fun. Embark on your next adventure today. Visit att.com/in-car Wi-Fi to check if you're eligible for a free trial. Always pay careful attention to the road and don't drive distracted. Wi-Fi hotspot intended for passenger use only when vehicle is in operation. Compatible device and vehicle required.
Like many of us, you might think identity theft will never happen to you. But consider this. There's a new identity theft victim every 3 seconds in the U.S. That's over 15 million people by the end of this year. Equal to the populations of New York, Los Angeles, and Chicago combined. Even worse, identity theft victims often don't even know they're victims. That's why LifeLock Identity Theft Protection alerts you to identity threats, even the ones that don't show up on a credit report, like data breaches, fraudulent bank transactions, loan and credit card applications, and crimes committed in your name. If your identity is stolen, your own dedicated LifeLock U.S.-based restoration specialist will work to fix it. LifeLock protects you in ways that you simply can't on your own. Join now and save up to 25% your first year at LifeLock.com/iHeart. That's LifeLock.com/iHeart to save up to 25%. Identity theft protection starts here.
Hey guys, this is Matt Jones, Drew Franklin from the Fade This podcast. We got a great episode coming up, picks in all the sports, football, basketball, we do them all, but here's a preview of this week's episode. Do you think it's more embarrassing to dye your hair or to have hair plugs?
I don't think either are embarrassing if you're not trying to conceal it and act like you didn't.
Okay, so you think if you just come out and go, I got hair plugs,
Yeah, like check out these hair. I mean, don't just walk around, hey, tapping, hey, stranger, I don't want you thinking this is natural. You know, but I mean,
do you have to do that with everyone you meet?
Some people try to act like they, you know what I mean.
Yeah. But I mean, like John Cena got him. You know, when John Cena came back to wrestling, he had a bald spot, and now he doesn't. Mm-hmm. You think he should be required in all interviews to say, look, by the way, I covered up my bald spot?
Yeah, I guess it's weird. I mean, you don't wear a sign or like put a sign in your yard, but.
All right, so what about toupees?
Those are the most obvious.
But let's say you're like Bill Self and you can get it to where it looks good.
His is magical. I don't even know if his is a toupee.
It is.
I think he went into the future and had a procedure we haven't even discovered yet.
And this episode was brought to you in partnership with DraftKings. To hear more, listen and subscribe to Fade This on iHeartRadio or wherever you listen to podcasts.
Snag a Job is where America goes to hire, with the deepest talent pool in hourly hiring. With access to over 6 million active hourly workers, Snagajob is the all-in-one solution for hiring high-quality employees who can cover all your needs. On demand, temp to hire, part-time or full-time. You name the position. Warehouse worker, retail associate, grocery store clerk, fitness trainer, baker, stylist, bellhop, podcast producer. Yeah, Snagajob's got a worker for that. With our easy-to-use platform, you're able to seamlessly post and fill available positions quickly, with a dedicated customer support team to provide all the help you need along the way. Kind of nice knowing you have a talent pool like that in your own backyard, right? Snagajob is the partner you need to keep your business running smoothly. So visit snagajob.com or text SNAG to 242424 to talk to an expert. Snagajob.com, where America goes to hire.
EJ, let's get into Power Moves presented by Energizer. It's the biggest risers of the week, the teams that will not be denied. So we have the Jaguars shooting up 10 spots on the list. The Titans are up 8. The Cowboys also up 8. And then the Dolphins and the Browns both up 5 spots after big week 3 games. But the Jaguars, that is the team that is everyone is talking about at this point. And they're now 18 in the rankings, a huge jump this week. What did you see? Because I saw Doug Peterson really getting in a groove with Trevor Lawrence. That was a career game for him.
Yeah, and that's, you know, kind of what's they call in the game. I was telling Money that Doug does such a good job of getting a quarterback comfortable at the start of a game. He's going to get you a quick out. He's going to get you a screen. He's going to get you very comfortable, and then he's going to expand the offense as the game goes along. And you're seeing Trevor Lawrence kind of be that guy that I and everyone else anticipated he would be coming out of Clemson. He's confident. He's big. He's strong. He's athletic. They can design movement in the offense with him. Then he's able to create when you get some pocket pressure, which he did for a couple big plays. He's just a totally different guy than what we saw last year. He's confident. So excited about him and his development. I think you can look on the defensive side of the ball and give Trent Baalke a lot of credit. I mean, they went out and nailed this draft. Trayvon Walker's been outstanding. Devin Lloyd, I thought, was their best defensive player in that game. The rookie out of Utah is just rangy and athletic. Here he is with a pick on a ball off Sony Michel's hands, which is another question maybe about Austin Eckler not playing enough, but we've already passed on the Chargers, so I won't go back there. But this is a team on the defensive side of the ball that's very big, very rangy, very athletic.
The Jags and Trevor Lawrence right now, Trevor Lawrence just looks so comfortable, so confident. I think that Doug Peterson was sort of the antidote that they needed, especially after last year. But how long will we see this from the Jags? Is this something that you think is going to continue the rest of the season? Because they do have Philly coming up this week, and Doug Peterson is returning right after Carson Wentz returned. This was back-to-back weeks now.
Yeah, that's going to be a fun one. That might be the game I'm looking forward to more than any other this week, just to see how those two stack up against one another. I think what they're doing defensively is 100% sustainable. I really believe in Trevor Lawrence. I just think offensive line-wise, they played well in that game. But to me, the sum is greater than the individual parts. And I think there's going to be games where they get exposed a little bit up front if they can't run the ball effectively. So, Yes, they are much improved. Yes, I think they have a chance to be a 500 team. I really do. But I think there's going to be some weeks where you're going to see some leakage up front with that offensive line. But you look in that division right now, Colleen, and I mean, does anybody blow you away or scare you in that division if you're Jacksonville? I don't think so.
No, not at all. So the Jags, they are now now at 18 in the rankings. They snapped an 18-game road losing streak against the Chargers. Again, sorry, salt in the wound there. DJ, we'll move on now. We have teams 16 through 22 here, and the Lions, they have not moved at all. They remain unchanged at 16. The Browns at 17, up five spots. We just mentioned the Jags up 10 at 18. We got the Saints sliding back six spots at 19. The Cardinals at 20, they're also down six. The Raiders, another team, down six spots in the rankings at 21. And then the Giants coming in at 22, down three spots after the Monday night game against the Cowboys. So the Lions, though, yes, they are the same as last week, but DJ, Dan and I sort of have this soft spot for Dan Campbell and the Lions after Hard Knocks. I'm sure we're not the only ones, but after doing the podcast and doing all these deep dives, like, Jared Goff, he's not that bad. Do you agree? What have you seen from this offense?
Well, first of all, I was so excited when I heard there would be a Hard Knocks podcast, and I heard you were going to be involved in it. I was like, I'm in. Count me in. And
that's
then I was
great.
Like, oh, my gosh, they've got Hanses with her. And
but you still listen.
But I didn't see any episodes because of Dan.
No,
yeah,
but,
yeah.
You subscribed.
I listened a little bit. But
right?
No, just to your part. Just to your part, and then fast forward, that little, like, 15 or 30-second fast forward button. Usually you have to push it multiple times because Dan, you know,
goes on and on and on.
But,
yeah.
Oh my gosh. Yeah. But I'm buying Dan Campbell and the Lions and what they're doing. It's the most improved offense in the league. I think you see the investment in the offensive line, what they've done over the last few years. Now you're getting a chance to have two things that every team wants with their offensive line. You're getting a chance to have some talent with some first-round guys in there, Penei Sewell being kind of the leader of the bunch. You're seeing talent, and then you're seeing continuity. They're getting a chance to play with each other for a few years now. They're getting comfortable. Their communication's been good. Jared Goff is, you know, if I was going to use kind of the one-word evaluation for Jared Goff, he's competent. Like, he's a competent quarterback. Is he outstanding? I don't think so, but I think he's plenty competent. You put him behind a good offensive line, you got a big-time running back, and you've got some guys that have some quickness and can uncover, like Amon-Ra St. Brown, and you've got a creative system. So I love what they've done offensively. It's the most improved offense in the league, and they play really, really hard on defense. They're still missing pieces. They need to add as we go forward, which they will. But I've never been this optimistic about the Lions. It's been a long time since you can get excited about the direction of the Detroit Lions.
Most improved offense in the league. Wow, I love that. Ben Johnson, I think he's been doing a really good job just having creativity with the play calls. That offensive line looks better. Jamal Williams, he had those two big rushing touchdowns in the game. But I was really curious, and Dan Campbell, I love the fact that he was so transparent about not going for it on fourth down, saying that, you know, he regrets not going for it, that he messed up there, kind of owning up to that. But I was just so flummoxed by the fact that he didn't go for it on fourth down after trusting his team the entire game. He went for it, what, like six times? And I think converted on four other times. And then when it mattered most, he decided, nah. What did you think of that?
Well, first of all, isn't it nice to be able to use big words when Dan's not here?
Flummoxed.
Knowing that actually somebody understands what you're saying.
No, I was going through the Rolodex, and it really
sure
wasn't coming
liberated.
Quick.
Yeah, that was out of character. That's not who they are. And that's one thing you're always trying to find is an identity. And I love the fact that he just owned up to it. And was like, mistake. How many coaches, you know, try and talk around things and defend themselves? I'm all for accountability, and I think you... Hey, look, made a mistake, won't happen again. That's not who we are. It's not who I am. And I love that about Dan Campbell. Be authentic, be honest. He's nothing if not that.
How could you not love Dan Campbell? Dan Campbell and the Lions, they have the Seahawks coming up Sunday at 1 p.m. Eastern. DJ, now let's go to the biggest drops since week one. It is the power failure. We're not mad. We're just disappointed at this point. Well, some of us are mad out there in the streets. Expectations were high for these teams, and the output was just very low. The Colts. My Colts. I loved them so much at the beginning of the season. I went to training camp. I was drinking all of the Kool-Aid. Everything that they said, I was like, yes, I'm buying it. I'll buy more. I put everything on my credit cards. I'm in so much debt now. The Colts down 11 spots. The Raiders, same thing. The only winless team in the entire league, down 10 spots. The Niners losing Trey Lance, and they've lost their footing in the power ranking, down 8 spots. The Broncos down 6. I don't know what's going on with that offense. We saw saw a little bit of a flash at the end of that game for the Broncos, but they still need to figure some things out. Your Chargers also down 6. The Saints, the Patriots, the Panthers also down 6 as well. So let me ask you, most disappointing team through 3 weeks?
First of all, this is actually the soundtrack to Mark Sessler watching the Browns for the last 30 years. Every Browns game that's on, this
he's not a fan anymore.
Plays in the background.
He has disowned the team.
I know,
he's
I know,
done.
But I'm going back to the previous 30 years of his existence, where he was living and dying with every single game. He's escaped. He's been able to escape that going forward.
We're happy for him.
Most disappointing teams are Raiders. They don't have a win. Like I don't know who else you could pick. When you go all in the offseason like they did, you make the trade for Davante Adams, you pay Chandler Jones all that money, you re-sign some of your key guys, Max Crosby included, you got to be excited about this season, and Josh McDaniels comes in and all the hope and the hype, and you're 3 weeks in, you don't have a win. You're the only team in the league that doesn't have a win. I don't know how it gets more disappointing than that.
I know, and Davante Adams, this was supposed to be the perfect connection with Derek Carr and the missing piece for the offense, and we just have not seen them put it all together. I'm really sad about it. Like, this is not a segment to hate on the Raiders. Like, I'm waiting for them to show up and get it done. Let's go. Like, this is a team that we spent an entire offseason. How many months, how many segments did you do talking about this Raiders team and the ceiling and how things are going to be different with Josh McDaniels now? And I don't want this to be the same old Raiders. Like, last year, we saw what they could potentially do. I want them to build on that. I need more from them. Like, let's go, right? I don't know why I'm so upset about this.
Yeah, I mean,
it's the music. It's hot
First of all, it's the music. It's the music and the lack of air conditioning. Those are the two big reasons. But look, last year, this team had so much adversity. And look, give Mike Mayock, Rich Bisaccia a lot of credit. They navigated around tremendous adversity on and off the field, stuff that no other teams had to deal with. And they found a way to get hot at the end of the season and get into the tournament and gave the Bengals a heck of a game in the playoffs. Bengals go on and go to the Super Bowl. So last year, coming off that success, you have a new group coming in there, but the expectation was you're going to build upon that, and they've gone backwards. So, look, 17 games, Colleen, it's a long season. They've got time to kind of figure this thing out. The division, is, you know, for all the hype and the excitement about this AFC West, has been underwhelming through the first 3 weeks of the season, so the division hasn't run away from them. But they need to figure it out pretty quick.
Yeah, DJ, I started the show by calling Dan Hansis a liar. I feel like a liar after talking so much about the AFC West being such a powerhouse, such an insane division. Like,
we all did.
My God. I mean, we're all eating crow, and that's fine. We will continue to do that until these teams show up and turn around.
You go into your shower feeling tired. But as soon as you reach for the Irish Spring, your day immediately gets better. That crisp, fresh, unmistakable Irish Spring scent zings your brain and awakens your senses. So when you finally emerge from the shower, 37 minutes later, because you pay the water bill so you can stay in there as long as you want, you're ready to take on the day. And smell great doing it. Irish Spring Body Wash and Bar Soap. Fresh, green, Irish. Shop now at a store near you.
With AT&T in-car Wi-Fi, elevate your adventure by transforming your vehicle into a reliable Wi-Fi hotspot. Connect up to 10 devices up to 50 feet away from your vehicle, making it ideal for camping and road trips. Don't miss out on the fun. Embark on your next adventure today. Visit att.com/in-car Wi-Fi to check if you're eligible for a free trial. Always pay careful attention to the road and don't drive distracted. Wi-Fi hotspot intended for passenger use only when vehicle is in operation. Compatible device and vehicle required.
Snagajob is where America goes to hire, with the deepest talent pool in hourly hiring. With access to over 6 million active hourly workers, Snagajob is the all-in-one solution for hiring high-quality employees who can cover all your needs. On demand, temp to hire, part-time or full-time. You name the position: warehouse worker, retail associate, grocery store clerk, fitness trainer, baker, stylist, bellhop, podcast producer. Yeah, Snagajob's got a worker for that. With our easy-to-use platform, you're able to seamlessly post and fill available positions quickly, with a dedicated customer support team to provide all the help you need along the way. Kind of nice knowing you have a talent pool like that in your own backyard, right? Snagajob is the partner you need to keep your business running smoothly. So visit snagajob.com or text snag to 242424 to talk to an expert. Snagajob.com, where America goes to hire.
Spectrum One is a big deal. You get Spectrum Internet with the most reliable internet speeds, free advanced Wi-Fi for enhanced security and privacy, and a free Spectrum Mobile Unlimited line with nationwide 5G included, all while saving big. For the big speed, big reliability, and big savings you want, get Spectrum One. Just $49.99 a month for 12 months. Visit spectrum.com/bigdeal for full details. Offer subject to change. Valid for qualified residential customers only. Service not available in all areas. Restrictions apply.
The holidays have arrived early this year. Why wait until fall when you can get Black Friday prices now during Blinds.com's annual Spring Black Friday sale? Blinds.com's the better way to get custom window treatments totally online. No waiting around all day for salespeople to show up or dealing with inflated showroom prices. Upgrading your window coverings can be a minor project with a major impact. Blinds.com makes it easy and affordable. Browse premium blinds, shades, shutters, motorized options. We have your patio covered for spring too. And Blinds.com's free design experts will help you find the perfect window treatments for your home. We'll even send free samples. You can even get unlimited window treatments installed for one low cost. Plus, free shipping and Blinds.com's 100% satisfaction guarantee. Shop Blinds.com's Spring Black Friday sale now for the best deals of the season. Save up to 45% plus premium doorbusters. Up to 45% off for a limited time at Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
So we got teams 23 through 27 here. Let's take a look at that. The Colts, they're up three spots after getting the win this week over the Chiefs. They're at 23. The Patriots at 24, dealing with a Mac Jones injury, though now. Falcons at 25. The Steelers at 26. Then the Bears at 27. Then we have teams 28 through 32. The Seahawks down four spots. The Panthers up two at 29. We got the Commanders at 30. The Jets at 31. And then the last team in the rankings, they have not moved. It is the Houston Texans at 23. All right, DJ, let's do this now. Let's get to best of the rest. We've been talking for about, 33 minutes at this point now. It feels like we've only talked about like eight teams. So let's get to some of the other guys. A little rapid fire, a couple of topics I'm going to throw your way with 30 seconds on the clock, starting with this one. Here we go. Who is Dan too high on this week? We know it's not you.
Yeah, exactly. That's evident. I'm going to go Bengals because the Cincinnati Bengals, look, they went at the Jets. The Jets are not a great football team at this point in time. I still thought there was pressure on Burrow. He did a nice job navigating around that. The Jets end up busting some coverage, and he's able to capitalize on that. So, look, the Bengals, I feel better about them, but I think they're a little bit high on this list based on what they've accomplished thus far this season and based on that offensive line.
All right, perfect timing there. You really have your timing down. Great job. They have the Dolphins on a short week, as we talked about earlier, Thursday Night Football. How about this one? Should the Niners and Broncos be punished for their Sunday Night Football performances?
Well, we've been punished, okay? We've been punished for having watched some bad football. Look, the 49ers and the Broncos, they're playing ugly. It's an ugly game. It's tough on the eyes. But, I don't know. Can you be punished? I don't really weigh primetime game versus a, 1 o'clock game or 4 o'clock Eastern game. So I'm not gonna punish them for doing this on national TV, but gosh, we're the losers. We're the losers in that one.
We truly are. I'm sorry. Sure, like, defense is great. They win championships, but they don't win primetime Sunday Night Football games. Sometimes they do.
I will say
actually.
This, Colleen.
Go ahead.
If we're going to be honest, and I'll have a confession.
This is all about honesty.
Here,
Dan's
I
not
actually
here.
Watched. Yeah, exactly. I actually flipped that game off and watched a little bit of a gingerbread baking challenge show. They literally are making these humongous, elaborate gingerbread houses, and they're very serious about it. But I'm telling you, I love football as much as anybody on this planet, but at one point in time, I had the choice between finishing that game and watching a gingerbread house contest, and I chose the gingerbread house contest.
It's Christmas is like 3 months away, but you still chose a gingerbread making contest. I didn't even know that was a thing. I expect now you to be an expert. Oh. So let's see what you got, okay? You're going to have to bring them on next time Dan's out of the country, okay? All right. How about this one? Yeah. 30 seconds on the clock. Should the Bills be number one if they beat the Ravens this week? Because, you know, the Eagles, they play the Jags. I don't know where the scale is for that. What kind of curve we're grading on? Go ahead.
Well, look, we talked about the Jags. The Jags are better. That would be a great win for the Eagles if they take care of the Jags. But I still feel like the Bills are the best team in football. Need to get healthier. But I would feel like a win over the Ravens, which is a quality opponent, the resume the Bills would have would be more impressive than the Eagles' resume. So I would, even with a loss, even with the Eagles undefeated, I think if they win this week at the Ravens, even Dan would have to make the right decision there and put the Bills back at number one.
He'll do the right thing. I know it. I mean, especially after he's going to get a lot of heat this week from Dolphins fans. We know it. Finally, last question. What are your ATN power rankings? Feel free to count me if you're struggling for a top spot. That's fine. Yep. We'll allow it.
Yep. Yeah, look, you've never told me this, but I can read between the lines. I know you've been forced to be on that show, so I'm going to include
it's
you
not true.
In that ranking. So I'm going to go Colleen number one. Mm-hmm. I know Erica is no longer there, but she's still number two, Lifetime Achievement Award. I'm going to go Sessler number three.
He'll love that.
He's just a likable human being. I have nothing bad to say about Mark Sessler. Rosenthal is going to be number four.
Mm-hmm.
Nothing really to say about him. Number five, I'm going to go Dan. So Dan's going to be in last place. The only reason I have him at number five is because there aren't six people. So that's the only reason why I have him that high.
Yeah, he's been there, standing pat, has not moved in the rankings, just remains unchanged in that last spot for DJ. Okay, DJ, great stuff so far. I want you to know I have some things I'm going to rank. Dan isn't the only one ranking things around here. These are my own and some of my favorite things from the weekend. I think you'll like them too. So starting with number three, it's really tough to not include Ken Dorsey freaking out because I did love that. because that's how I felt when I didn't get the London assignment again this year, but that's okay. We're not going to talk about that because I'm mature, I'm professional. We're going to go with the butt punt at number three. Thomas Morstead, he didn't have much room to operate. They kind of put baby in a box there and his personal protector. Trent Sherfield backed up there at the wrong time, resulting in a safety. So we're really thinking about Sherfield today. I'm really hoping that he's in a safe space at this point.
Yeah, I mean, he's done a lot of lunges in his life because that thing really ricocheted.
He's in great shape. Well, that's all we'll say about that. Let's go to number two. This was fantastic. Michael Irvin flying blind on game day morning. He forgot his glasses before GDM. And if you're watching this program right now, you will see that Michael Irvin is staring at his notes, his rundown, whatever's on that paper, and it's like 2 centimeters away from his face. He really struggled, but he went through and he got it done. Should we tell Irv about LASIK though, DJ? Does he know about it?
No. I want this to happen every week. That's entertainment.
It was a magic moment. I truly loved it. Finally, my number one spot, Tom Brady's Tom Brady shirt. His pregame white tee featured this high school photo of himself with the phrase, greatness lasts forever. And you know what doesn't last forever? It's the play clock, especially when you're trying to get a two-point conversion. The way that he was freaking out at Todd Bowles, like, listen, timeouts don't last forever either. Come on, you can't make more magically appear at the end of the game. But Brady, he's on to something. I mean, greatness lasting forever. Because photos like this definitely last forever. DJ, I found one of you younger, your younger self. Let's do this. This is my favorite. Let's see where you are here. And greatness, it lasts forever. App State.
Oh, yeah. Look at that.
Yeah, you shaved your head, and it's, was that the last time you shaved your head?
Well, I'm headed in that direction, Colleen, but it's not a volunteer situation anymore. So I was a precursor to my future life.
Well, there's always plugs. People are getting the plug game, I heard. We won't go there, though. How about this one? What? Are you breaking news?
I'm out on plugs. I'm out on plugs.
I heard a little hesitation there. Maybe. Your hair looks great. What are you talking about?
Oh,
How about Dan?
No chance.
We got one. I went digging. Shout out to his best friend, Bob Castrone. And this is a young Dan Hanses. We'll definitely tweet this out if you are just listening to the podcast version. DJ, can you describe this photo for us?
Yeah, you have Dan is an adorable young kid. I would say it's probably a D-level haircut that he's rocking right now. Oh, wow. It's a little uneven. The collar's popped up on one side. He's got some tennis shoes on that are probably four sizes too big.
They're amazing.
With a tongue that touches his kneecap. That's how big the tongue is on these shoes. And the shoelaces he actually took from his father's shoes, because the shoelaces are clearly about six sizes too big, because they might be triple knotted and there's still a lot of string left.
Those sneakers had a good run. I'll say that. They look like they had been through a lot, but they are pretty amazing. Now, of course, if I'm going to throw you guys out there, I'll do one better. I will forever be haunted by my decision making. And this is me in, I don't know if it's eighth grade or my freshman year, but this is greatness and it does last forever. So butterfly clips, they're back, DJ. And if you get hair plugs, you could also do this with your hair. So it's just something to think about.
That's literally the only motivation I would have to ever do that, would be to pull that look off.
I'm glad.
And for those that can't see, it's really something. It's kind of it's a little bit of an ode to Justin Timberlake, maybe.
Yeah.
Trying to think of where else we could go with this.
I look a little like Justin Timberlake for sure. I look like I also just dumped sun in my hair, so it's like a brassy golden situation. So yeah, I decided that I'm just gonna wear this. I'm gonna now have a t-shirt of my own that has my face on it. Greatness lasts forever, DJ. Thank you so much. You've inspired so much.
I love that.
Great job.
I know. My only hope is that Dan, I don't know, where else is he going to go? Are they going to send him to Germany? I mean,
maybe.
I feel like they're just trying to get him out of the country.
I think that we could put that request in. So then once again, we will be reunited to do a little power rankings. You, my friend, are the greatest. Thank you again for stopping by. We will be back next week for another edition of Power Rankings when Dan is back in the country. And if he doesn't return, it's going to be DJ back again. Later, gang.
NFL Power Rankings is a production of the NFL in partnership with iHeartRadio. For more podcasts from iHeartRadio, visit the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
You go into your shower feeling tired, but as soon as you reach for the Irish Spring, your day immediately gets better. That crisp, fresh, unmistakable Irish Spring scent zings your brain and awakens your senses. So when you finally emerge from the shower, 37 minutes later, because you pay the water bill so you can stay in there as long as you want, you're ready to take on the day and smell great doing it. Irish Spring Body Wash and Bar Soap. Fresh, green, Irish. Shop now at a store near you.
You never want to find yourself out on the water fishing without the essentials. So it's best to always pack a Columbia PFG Solar Stream Elite hoodie to protect against the sun. I mean, it provides great protection and it's really breathable so you don't get hot. That's a win-win. Columbia PFG has a lot of great gear. So before you head out on the water, head over to Columbia.com/PFG to shop their performance fishing gear. Asking the right questions can greatly impact your future, especially when it comes to your finances. So if you're looking for a financial advisor you can trust, certified financial planner professionals are committed to acting in your best interest. That's why it's gotta be a CFP. Find your CFP professional at letsmakeaplan.org.
Are you on the hunt for a new home this spring, but don't know where to start? Fisher Homes is your solution. Your new home should reflect you from the front door to the kitchen and even your outdoor space. Start your journey by selecting your ideal home site, like in a cul-de-sac or that's tree-lined, and then choose from a variety of expertly designed floor plans. Bring it all together at our Lifestyle Design Center. Let Fisher Homes be your new home solution this spring and start making memories at fisherhomes.com.
Turns out, a delightfully clean home can make for a delightful start to the day. At Mrs. Meyer's, everything they make is inspired by the garden. With plant-derived and other thoughtfully chosen ingredients, their cleaning products smell like a dream and work like the Dickens. leaving your home sparkly clean, and your to-do list tackled in no time. Goodness, there's no better feeling than that. Mrs. Myers, rooted in goodness. Visit MrsMyers.com today.